I had an ultimate professional go today on live television to mention geriatric pregnancy, and I won. I won the game. I bet myself that I could do it, and I did it. Unfortunately for everybody, it was not in reference to actually talking about pregnancy and women and blah, 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 blah. It was in reference to a quarterback starting in the NFL. 2 weeks ago, we were calling the Thursday night Steelers Bengals game the Icy Hot Bowl between two quarterbacks that were aged 40 and older, and now everyone's losing their minds because there's a rookie quarterback starting for the Saints who's 26 and they're trying to call him old. Just stop it with the ageism, okay? I can't figure out which is what. And you know, to be an ultimate professional and expert on the topic, we might as well bring in somebody who is officially over the hill. On No Breaks with Jay Bernal, a Jacko Wednesday. What's up, Jacko?
I am standing on the hill on yeah, top of it. Looking like a queen.
You're squarely on the hill, girl. It was your birthday yesterday. Happy 40th birthday.
It was. Thank you.
How does it feel? I plus one.
Feels so good. I had a great day. I feel like I was just smiling so much all day that like my face was kind of like tired at the end of the day, you know? Totally. And I think I told you that I felt like my voice was kind of tired. Mm-hmm. And I just had, you know, so much facial contraction that I squeezed this little pimple right out on top of my eyebrow. So
well, that's just,
you know, yeah, it's a joy sign.
And it's a joy sign. I remember when I got engaged that yes. I went and got a facial like 6 weeks later. And the lady was like, huh. Oh, wow, you have a lot of blockage in here. Right here is like, and she said it was actually what she said was like, that's actually where like alcohol really likes to concentrate. And I was like, yeah, I've been having some champagne. I just got engaged, lady. All right, leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. Good with the bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, so I just had a great birthday and thank you for, you know, calling it out. And it's just, I feel happy and excited about it. So
good. I'm so glad for you. Well, I will be celebrating with you soon enough.
Yes.
We are going to troubleshoot those who listen to the show and the pod on Friday. Yes. No Breaks is going to look a titch different. It's still going to be No Breaks. It's still going to be like a nonstop experience. However, I just can't quite decide what to do. And maybe people in the chat and whatnot can provide feedback, which is I might go live, but at like 3 o'clock in the morning, like when I'm getting ready for the Halloween episode of Good Morning Football, or I might like tape it, like do just like a recorded video of myself getting ready for Good Morning Football in the Halloween spirit and then like post it at 4 p.m. Eastern. I can't quite tell.
That's what I'm going to do. Great idea.
But the point is I can't be live right at that time because I will be flying to your neck of the woods.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think people would love to see that. So I haven't heard about what the Halloween edition of GMFB is going to be.
Well, Jacko, if I told you publicly, I would just have to, you know,
okay.
In the spirit of Halloween. However, I will say
this. You do have a plan, though?
I have a plan, yes. And our, you know, I think initially the idea on Good Morning Football of not sharing our costumes was born from the fact that the men don't really like to talk to each other, like outside the show. But I also think it was in the spirit of surprise. So I have, this will be my fourth Halloween on GMFB, and I have successfully been a female adjacent to football all four times because I just kind of don't want to dress up as a football player. Like I talk about them enough. I put them on the pedestal. I'm all about what they do in the game, but I just can't bring myself to like put the pads on. So, you know, my
share the spotlight.
Share the spotlight. So, you know, my first year I was a vintage CBS reporter whose name is Leslie Visser with the brunette wig from the 70s and 80s, which was really fun. Then my second year I was pregnant Rihanna. A la the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Yes. The red outfit.
Yes. Yes. And then truly football adjacent, but really it was more like in the spirit of being in Hollywood for the first time for Halloween. I was the Bring It On, you know, cheerleader last year.
Yes.
And
so you and
Sherry.
Yes. That's perfect.
Yep. And Gabrielle Union like reposted us, which was such a thrill.
That's like a, that's just right up there with standing on top of the 40th hill.
Exactly. And so this year I am a female adjacent to football again, and everybody shall see. And it's a good one. You'll appreciate it once you see it.
Oh, I can't wait. Yay. Is it a group costume?
Oh, no. Okay. First of all, too hard to coordinate for, first and foremost. Also, that would imply that we share with each other what we're doing.
Okay. But you and Sherry were able to coordinate last year.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So ooh, I'm excited. I love a good costume.
Yes, I know you do. You are like Missy Halloween. And
yes, I am.
This has kind of been, you know, Halloween branded episodes. Monday I did a brain dump and I did by myself and I power ranked candy, which I'm sure you can guess, you know, my options. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday Giselle and I had a good old chat about like horror films slash like I'm more because I had to rank scary films for work. They asked me to, but I went more the psychological thriller avenue because that's more mine. And what's crazy about you is that you are like Miss Halloween, and we kind of think it's born from the fact that not only was your birthday yesterday, but then lo and behold, you have your daughter arrived on Halloween, just like 2 weeks early, gangbuster style. And
you knew her birthright.
Yes, exactly.
She understood her assignment.
Yes. And but you are not really like a gore, horror, thrilly, like that's not where you like to drive your car in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, it's not like the dark, like adult kind of Halloween, you know, like terror. And then I won't get any fans by saying, so the night, wait, what is, there's like that movie with Jack Skeleton. Oh, is that The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, no, I'm, no.
Okay. Never mind. See, like, I just feel like there's not a lot of like classic, like movies like that are kind of like motivating my Halloween spirit. I just like, I think I've just always like probably birthday vibe, birthday hype around it. And then like people, especially like in college, people are always ready, like down to party, like, and then your birthday is kind of nearby. So it's just like this big, like birthday Halloween, like, you know, you know, energy, which is like, makes it kind of fun. So like in a fun association always. So yeah. And I always get like geared up for it. I think I like the creativity aspect of it, like go a lot of different directions. So, and then oddly too, it's like I'm doing some intricate like pumpkin carving. Like I don't really do that. I just like, puts me in a good mood. It's kind of like how you feel about decorating for Christmas.
Yeah. You know, it's the other thing that you do, which in
constantly like moving Christmas stuff like out of my house to make room for more Halloween stuff.
Yeah. Do you still do the thing where you buy like one new inflatable a year for your front?
Yeah. I mean,
because you have,
I paraded that out about 3 years ago. I've got a population out there. You know, Eric, my husband, told me a couple years ago, one new inflatable a year. And then I took that to mean that I could prorate that out. So I'm pretty much set for the next 10 years of Halloween inflatables. There's been an embargo a little bit on the inflatables for me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm actually to the point where not all my inflatables that I have can make the debut because A, not enough room, and B, we already blew a fuse the other night with all my, it was very much like back to the Christmas, the National Lampoon's moment of,
National Lampoon.
I know.
Who would I know?
Wilson will be so glad. Yeah. So yeah, I'm on a Halloween inflatable embargo. I do enjoy browsing the inflatables in like July. Cause that's when the new stuff comes out. And then I will tell you the one last quick story about my most popular inflatable, which was one that I saw when I was browsing last summer around July for my new inflatable, you know, what was going to be my prorate for, you know, 2035. Sure. And there was a Bluey inflatable that was not, and it was not the one that's available at Costco that people have. And because I want to be original, obviously. And so I looked at this Bluey inflatable and it was nowhere in a 250-mile radius of my house that I could go. So I was contemplating whether or not I should do the 5-hour drive to the next closest metropolitan city to get this inflatable because that's where it was. And I was seriously considering that. And then I realized that my father-in-law, who lives in the Midwest, I looked at his metropolitan city. It was there. I bought it immediately. I called him up and I said, I just bought an inflatable. You got to go pick it up. It's already paid for. It's under my name. And I need you to ship it to me. And he was like, on it, heard, going now. And he went and picked it up and he sent me the box. And now I have this Bluey inflatable, which you cannot get in this region.
Because it's a unicorn Bluey inflatable.
It's a unicorn Bluey inflatable. And it is the most photographed inflatable I have on my display.
I mean, keep it going. Weren't you on the local news a couple years ago?
I was on the local news dressed up as C-3PO. Yep. Talking about, you know, they asked me about my, you know, because, and we can get into this a little bit more if you want later in the episode, but my street, and my streets has a pretty, you know, cutthroat Halloween culture. Right. So we can talk about that, you know, either now or later, but I've been on the news in my costume, much like you. I've been in costume on TV, you know, so we're not that different.
No, exactly. No, you are right. Well, we talked on the phone a couple minutes before we started here, and you said something really that made me chuckle, which was, you said, I like when you tell me the four words when we get on the episode. And,
yeah, I do.
You know, the four words sometimes come to me as we are, you know, going through the conversation, and other times it just is like a light bulb, and I had the light bulb, because what I titled this episode, Dear Sister, mm-hmm. today, was Dr. Evil Confidence Level. Because I think we didn't realize back in our early lifetime that you kind of set a new scale of confidence level when – you'll have to fact check me on the age, mm-hmm. and we'll kind of do like the year, the age, and the mm-hmm. grade that we were in, and we'll do a little school dynamic setup to tell this story.
Okay. But and this is very good cryptic four words of the day. People can't just kind of Dr.
Evil
understand
confidence
what
level. They yeah, cannot imagine where the story is going to
no,
go.
No, they have so no idea.
Give us the facts. The year was what? Your age was what? And your grade was what?
The year was 1999.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it was. I was...
Well, you would have just turned.
I would have just turned 13.
13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New 13-year-old, just a few days old, 13-year-old.
You were in the eighth grade.
I was in the eighth. Yep, I was in the eighth grade. Was it? Or freshman year? I think it was high school. It was high school. I was 14.
It was high school.
So maybe it was 2000. Anyway, I was in high school. I remember because of my locker and... you know, where I was when okay, I was wearing okay, my okay. my costume.
So
yeah, it wasn't eighth grade. It was freshman year. So I was in high school.
Okay. So you were a freshman. I was a sixth mm-hmm. grader. And these facts are important because Jacko and I went to a really prestigious private school in Minneapolis mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. The yep. same one that Tuesdays with Giselle went to. And mm-hmm. About 90 to 100 kids a class. Everybody knows mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm. Kinder, preschool to 12th grade, all on one campus. Just ridiculously mm-hmm. yep. intimate.
Yeah,
so you
that's
have
true.
School buses coming down the stretch and parents dropping off four-year-olds, and you have seniors in high school parking their bleeping Mercedes-Benz and walking into school.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can I do a technical pause? I think I need to reload.
Go. I'll keep setting the stage.
Technical pause, reload.
Technical pause, Sorry. Reload. You go. You go. I'll keep setting the stage. So... we go to this private prep school, right? And my sister and I transferred into this private school as fifth and eighth graders. So we had previously been at a public school setting in like the big city that we grew up in Bloomington. And then we transfer in fifth and eighth grade. And when Jacko comes back to us, she'll be able to speak better to the challenges, the social challenges that came with being newly at this private school, what it meant to come over from the private school setting. Just, you know, you're in a small group setting. So you enter into the school year, the first year, eighth grade, Jacko. And then freshman year comes around and you are like, all right, let's go. Let's dress up for Halloween. Can you hear me? Oh, she gone again. So it's whatever, 99, 2000. And I just looked it up. This is when Austin Powers came out. Okay, so it's like 97. Austin Powers comes out. Then the second movies are coming out and so on and so forth. So we are obsessed with Austin Powers. Obsessed. Entranced. The Heather Graham, the fat B-A-S-T-A-R-D. It's so odd. I'm very classically trained and not swearing, so I'm just not going to do it. We are the Frau Farbissina, like we just are all over it. So Jacko, in her freshman year of high school, decides to say, I am going to be Dr. Bleepin' Evil from Austin Powers for Halloween. Okay. So she's a freshman at this school. I am a sixth grader. And we are on our way to school. I think I was something cute, like a Reese's peanut butter bar or something like that. And this also goes into storytelling mode of like our mom, crafty as can be, that little left-handed 5-foot-tall wizard from Philadelphia, made all of our costumes as children. And she made us, you know, whatever I was that year, I think, let's say I was a Reese's peanut butter bar. I was never anything like very flagrant, you know, but she always was like with the OG costumes. Jacko was Dr. Evil. And my mom made her the full gray suit with the white mock turtle Dr. Evil costume. And Jacko, give me the thumbs up when you are ready to come back and that you can hear me. And I will bring you back in. She still hasn't given me the thumbs up, so I'm going to keep going. Jacko goes with the full bald head. Okay. A lot of people say freshman year is tough, right? A lot of people are like, you know what? I think I want to ease into high school. And I'm not sure I want to, you know, rock the boat socially too much. And here comes my big sister walking into this school with the bald head on. Okay. And I was fully accepting of this because I was like, well, yeah, I mean, Dr. Evil is awesome. Austin Powers is awesome. Jacko, give me a thumbs up when you're ready to come back. And it was a remarkable performance. I'm just going to keep going because I wanted to keep teasing it until she could come back, but I don't know if she's going to be able to come back. So she... So people in the chat, help me out. If you guys can hear me just fine, I'm going to keep going. Otherwise, I'm going to do like a pause. But I'm going to keep going otherwise. So she's got the Dr. Evil on. And we walk into school and she – and it's like not only that, it's that she plays the cello. My sister is just like a classically beautiful cellist. Just stunningly gorgeous. Can read music, can play the music, can do all the things with the music. And she – Halloween that year was on a Tuesday. Okay, I'm good. So I'm going to keep going. Halloween was on a Tuesday and she played the cello in front of the whole school. And so we walked in and she was up there in front of, you know, 1,200 kids just playing the cello with her bald head and her Dr. Evil outfit on. And, like, the level of confidence that that took somebody – and this is somebody, if she were here to talk about it, she would be like, you don't understand. I was, like, shook fully, left and right, up and down, just, like, walking into school any other day. Yet on this Tuesday – and we're still not sure, 99 or 2000 – this homegirl walks into this private school as a freshman in high school, stands up in our all-school chapel – and plays the cello by herself. Not by herself. She was part of the orchestra. But you know what I mean. First chair cello. There she is up there, Dr. Evil. She didn't even want to pick Austin Powers, which would have been like a goofy wig and a whatever. Or like Heather Graham's character. Or a fembot, for that matter. Or Frau Farbissina. Actually, our friend down the street was Frau Farbissina. So she, that costume was taken. But my sister was Dr. Evil. And honestly, I just have this memory walking into school that day being like, Okay. Let me just understand this right. I'm a sixth grader and I'm wearing like a very benign candy bar outfit. And here she comes walking in and she just has like a full blown ball cap, bald cap on. Not ball cap, bald cap. And I was like, you know what? Hell yeah. And every time we review this story, she's just like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did that. I absolutely can't believe I did that. And I'm like, I can. It was awesome. It was awesome. I'm going to try to bring her back in. And so it takes a absolutely blind level of confidence to be able to do that and stick the landing and just be like, heck yes, this is what I'm doing and this is what I'm being. Jacko, hit me with a thumbs up if you can hear me, if you want to come back on. So that was that. But we were going to talk about, we were going to keep covering that our mom made our costumes, handmade, every year, a remarkable effort. And I mentioned this on Monday, that when I was a kid, you didn't have like 27 things to go through October, fall festivals, carnivals, pumpkin patch picking and whatnot. It was just like, go show up at school and bring your A game. And now we've entered the chat, the era of, I don't think anybody is buying or is making costumes anymore. They're just buying them on, you know, whatever, Target, Walmart, Halloween, Amazon, but they're piecemealing things together. Now, I think people make costumes that are like, I'm going to be a Chipotle burrito, and they like wrap themselves in tinfoil, which is a great costume, by the way, and they like stick some plastic lettuce in there. It's a great costume. Have some rice coming out. I had a Chipotle burrito earlier today. I think people make costumes like that, but if I was a kid and I said to my mom, like, I want to be a Michigan cheerleader the way my kids said they wanted to, she would have made it with full blown, like, freshy fabric from her closet of fabric that she kept. And like the stitching would have been like perfectly matched fabric from the Joann fabric store. And I'm just so amazed and impressed and proud of her effort when I was a kid. Now, mind you, if you asked me now, looking back on it, I'm like, lady, you were out of your GD mind with how much effort you had to put into this. Are you kidding me? One year, I was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, and I just remember her waking me up in the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, in my dreams. Sometimes you just have that trigger. In the middle of the night to say, try on your costume and don't worry about your Dorothy shoes. The glue is still drying. And I was like looking at her with one eye and I was like, what time is it? And she's like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, mom, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Lady, just an insane level of commitment for one day. I still can't believe it, actually. Whereas I buy the costumes, we buy the costumes, and my kids have already worn them like 3 or 4 times, which I'm really thrilled about the bang for your buck. It makes it a lot more. But Jacko was telling me that she's got friends and peers that struggle with the mom guilt because we came from this generation, this era of moms making our costumes, that all of a sudden the expectation, the slap in the face that like this is what we should be doing is there, and it's fierce. And it's like, what are we supposed to do? I'm sorry, we were not gifted with the ability to brrr, with the sewing machine. We just weren't. I barely know what a serger is, and one has been in my life like my for my entire existence. I can't do it. So I want to relieve all moms, all present day moms. First of all, I think it's a baddie. I think you're a baddie if you can sew. More power to you. If you can't and you are buying your kids costumes, yes to that too. Freedom to that. All right? Because, you know, we had a killer dress up closet in our house as a children, and it was just wrought with costumes that she made. And that's what it's all about. We got little dresses upstairs, little hang up dresses, princess dresses, and that's just because we were collecting them, honestly, on the year round swivel with my kids, because I got 3 girls under 6. We're like, we're just going to keep pumping these through. I'm not making them. We're just trying to be a part of the princess collection. So I still can't believe that my mom did that. I can't believe that Jacko did that, to be honest. And to this, like, to what Jacko was speaking to earlier, like, she's probably got 2,700 distinct memories about what her Halloweens meant and what they looked like and felt like. And that's how I feel about the Christmases and the Thanksgivings. And Jacko's sitting over there probably with just catalog Halloween costumes. And I'm like, I don't know. I think I was a Reese's bar one year. I know I was a clown. Dorothy from Wizard of Oz was pretty sick. And that's like, that even ages me, because now all it's about is, you know, being Elphaba and Glenda the Good Witch. That was not a thing back in the day. That would have been, you know what? Now, if somebody was Dorothy, that would be like them walking in as Dr. Evil. Because the cool thing is, like, if you were Austin Powers, the cool thing is Glenda and Elphaba. And if somebody walks in as Dorothy, you're like, what are you doing? And you're like, what? Dorothy's like main character energy. And they're like, no, she's not. That's probably what the reference was for Dr. Evil. Jacqueline mentioned how her voice felt like she was talking so much on her birthday. Well, that's how I feel, because I thought I was going to have my big sister to talk to today. But she's trying to figure it out. This is unfortunately why it's No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl. We can't stop. We won't stop. Happy Halloween, everybody. That's kind of it. Honestly, we're going to have Chris Summers on. I can't think of anything else. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the GMFB Halloween episode. I'm going to dress up somebody female adjacent to football. I'm very excited about it. It's a costume that has perfectly come together, the ultimate teaser. I feel fully validated in this decision and who it is and what I'm going to be. It's going to be a great day. And then I am, boom, getting on a plane, taking the family up to Jacko's. I'm going to have to wear the costume on the plane, which would be entertaining in and of itself. What's weird about when I do GMFB on Fridays from LA, and then the rare time that I do jump on a flight on Fridays, we are still fully on in the airport when I get there. And you know me, if you're watching No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl, we're looking like a full-blown sweatpants bum when we get there. And like the person at the bar is probably like, is that not? Are you not? I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I just like go to my gate. So tomorrow's NA Thursday. We got to talk to Chris. Chris Summers is going to come on Thursday. And you know what's funny? We didn't even cover on No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl something that we talked about on GMFB, which was we had this argument about Mighty Ducks versus not Little Giants, Mighty Ducks versus Sandlot kids movies. And to my right, I'm not even going to show you this. It's fully embarrassing, but I will describe it to you. And if you've ever seen Mighty Ducks, you're going to understand this reference. To my right now are all of the dead soldier cans that I have consumed in soda form, kind of sometimes. Sometimes the beer that I try, and then the NA cans that I try. But they're stacked like that scene in Mighty Ducks where Coach Bombay tries to teach, I think it's that kid, Speedy Mendoza. What's his first name? He can't stop. He's like a crazy speed skater who can't stop. He just runs into the walls all the time in hockey. And they set up these cans. And the scene is incredible where he like stops many times, keeps running into them, The amount of setup these cans must have taken. And obviously, I didn't even intentionally do this until I just looked at it to my right. It fully looks like that over here. What a gratifying scene, like, for them to crash into those cans and whoever that runner was on that movie set to set those up, and he crashed into them, like, 10 times. Maybe it was in Mighty Ducks 2. I think it was. And they're trying to teach him how to stop, and he can't. And he finally learns. What a gratifying movie scene that was. Anyways, that's what the studio in here looks like for No Breaks at Jamie Erdahl. You guys, it was going to be so funny. Dr. Evil confidence level, live your life to a 10, the way that my sister wore a Dr. Evil bald cap into school. Just walk around like that, unbothered, unabashedly unaware of what that might come across as. We went to a private school where half the kids had to wear uniforms. You wore a uniform up until the eighth grade. So when I'm talking, like, you know, this was in the era of, like, I'm pretty sure this aligned with, like, Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time with, like, the pigtail braids and the uniform skirt and, like, the button-down shirt that was, like, a crop top. I guarantee you half the girls in high school are dressed like that. And in this chick walks with her cello to the all-school chapel with her bald cap and played it in front of the whole school. And I was like, that's my sister! That's my sister. Happy Halloween Wednesday, everybody. No break to Jamie Erdahl. You're the best. Thanks for bearing with us. I hope I told a good story today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Live your life with a Dr. Evil confidence level. Chico!